إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we hear this statement all over the place: Islam is a religion of peace, Islam is a religion of peace. But to me, Islam is a religion of mercy. Peace is a consequence of that. Islam is a religion of mercy. It's a religion of rahmah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu introduced himself in his kalam right in the beginning, where he said Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, and the one whose mercy continues at the peak. Ar-Rahman is the peak of mercy, and Ar-Rahim is the continuance of that mercy, unlimited, forever. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the famous hadith mentioned and said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah has 100 parts. One part has been sent onto this earth, because of which every mother loves her offspring, and all the love that you see in this world, no matter how amazing and deep it seems, is still only out of that. It's a part of the 1% of the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent into this world. All the rest of that love, the 99 parts, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu has kept with himself for his slaves, for forgiving them when we meet him. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness when we meet him. So Islam is a religion of mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his kalam as a mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his deen as a mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoined us and told us to be merciful to one another. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who is merciful to the creatures in this world, Allah will be merciful to him on the day of judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was described as his sending was described as for mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have not sent you as anything but a mercy to all the worlds. رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, not رَحْمَةً لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ, not رَحْمَةً لِلْنَاسِ, not even the rahmah for the Muslims or for the human beings, but for all the creatures of this world and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. عَالَمِينَ, not one alam, many alams. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the real meaning of that ayah. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore sent us also to be a rahmah for the rest of the world. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us and said, Kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Allah said, you are the best of people, and you have been extracted and selected for the benefit of all people. So therefore, this is something for us to remember and say that this is who we are, and this is what we have been sent for, as a means of mercy and blessing for all of mankind, for all of humankind, for all of the creatures of the earth and the world. My brothers and sisters, therefore we need to examine ourselves and see in our life what is the sign of this rahmah. What is the evidence that we are people who understand our position as being sent for the for rahmah? Seriously, we have to ask ourselves. Now, what is rahmah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran, in the ayat which we hear in Jum'ah, every Jum'ah. Inna Allaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you to do adl, to do justice, and then ihsan. What is ihsan? Ihsan is mercy. Justice is to retaliate, is to expect a return for whatever has been done, whether it's good or bad. But definitely for the bad, if we are injured, if we are harmed in any way, then justice is to retaliate equal to that. Al-ayna bil-ayni wal-anfa bil-anfi. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rule also in the Quran: eye for an eye, ear for an ear. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same ayah says, but if you forgive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remit your sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. Now, the recommendation therefore is that even though justice entitles you to seek retribution, to seek retaliation, to seek compensation. But if you forgive that, then this is better for you, and this is something that is going to remit your sins. And in the ayat which I mentioned just now, of Surah An-Nahl, which we hear in the Jummah, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. Allah has ordered you to be just and then ihsan. What is just? What is ihsan after being just? Ihsan after being just is mercy, to give more, to do that which is not your duty, to do more than your duty, and that is the forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no one who is more of an example of this mercy than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the most powerful incidents of his life is the incident in the battle of Uhud, where a man by the name of Utbah bin Abi Waqqas, who was one of the soldiers of the Kufar, of the Quraysh, he got an opportunity and he took a rock and he threw this rock very, very strongly at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the mashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this rock hit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his Mubarak face. The blow was so severe that it drove two or three links of his chainmail into his blessed face. It injured his teeth, he lost some teeth, and as a result of this hit directly with this rock on his face, Rasulullah lost consciousness and he fell backwards, and there was a pit, and he hit the back of his neck on the edge of the pit, and he lost consciousness for a few minutes. The Sahaba were absolutely devastated. The Sahaba thought he had died. But when he regained consciousness, he was bleeding profusely, he had lost his teeth, and being struck in the face is a particularly horrible thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam strongly admonished and strongly warned people, and he said, especially with regard to children, he said, do not hit them in the face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the face is the ikram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Face is a place of honor of the body. He said, do not hit them in the face. Even if you have to punish them, you know, hit them on the back or something, but not on the face. Now here he was himself hit, and he was hit very violently with a rock in the face. So when he came to, the Sahaba said to him, Ya Rasulullah, it is time for you to make dua. Ya Allah, please make, Ya Rasulullah, please make dua for the destruction of these enemies. What horrible people, I mean, how can they do this to you, Ya Rasulullah? You have done no harm to them. They came, they attacked. The Uhud was a war of aggression. We are defending, and these people are not only then they not only do they do this, but they actually directly attacked you and they hit you. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in excruciating pain. He was still in a state of shock. He was he was bleeding profusely. He said, Ya Rasulullah, please make dua for the destruction of these people. Now what does he do? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifted his hands. The Sahaba waited for this dua, which was a dua where they expected that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to call down the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the head of his enemies. And what does he say? He said, Allahumma aghfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, forgive my people because they do not know. Oh Allah, forgive my people because they do not know. What kind of dua is this? Think about this. This is ihsan. This is mercy. Here is he. He is more than justified to take revenge. But he doesn't do that. Same behavior in Taif. Years before this, when he went there, he is again beaten. They have thrown stones at him. They have insulted him. They have chased him out of the place. He is bleeding. And then when Jibreel Islam comes with the angel of the mountains, and the angel of the mountains says, Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put me under your command. Just order me and I will wipe out this entire community of Taif. It will cease to exist. I will wipe them off the face of the earth. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah did not send me to kill people. Allah did not send me to destroy. It is my hope for my Rabb that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will produce among these people, Allah will produce those who are guided and those who will be a benefit for Islam. Later on, after this Uhud incident, we have the one of the biggest of these incidents of mercy of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is in Fath Makkah, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgives everyone. One of the most poignant and the most powerful incidents of that is as the army was marching into Makkah, Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radhiyallahu anhu raised this slogan and he said, Al-Yawma Yawmul Malhama. He said, today is the day of slaughter. today is the day when we will take revenge. Today is the day when we will kill. Rasulullah ﷺ changed that slogan and he said, Al-Yawma Yawmul Marhama. He said, today is the day of forgiveness. Today is the day of Rahmah. Today is the day of mercy. Now imagine he's conquering. He's at the head of an army of 10,000 people. He can wipe out the Makkans. He can take back whatever he lost. He can get back his property. He can get back property for his followers, all of whom had lost their wealth and everything else. But instead of doing all that, he forgives everybody. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, this is our Nabi. This is the one who we follow. This is the one whose example Allah told us to follow. Allah did not tell us to follow this one and that one and this group and that group. Allah told us to follow His Nabi. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ For whom? لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا For the one who looks forward to the meeting with his Rabb and for the one who remembers his Rabb جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ. Often I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are constantly in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who love to meet him, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that meeting with him the best meeting of our lives, to make the last of our days the best of our days and the last of our actions the best of our actions. My brothers and sisters, we are the people who are the people of the religion of mercy. Let us practice mercy in our own lives and let us ensure that we show this mercy to anyone and everyone who comes into contact with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.